Father, we just thank you for everything that you're doing with us tonight. We give you praise for the beautiful songs that you allowed to be played. We pray and agree, Father, that every one of those words, lyrics, would sink deep into our hearts, that they would become alive within us, and that we would move in this time and season with you. We give you honor and glory for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm here to say that God is good in everything that we do. How many heard about the tax cut that we received today? A show of hands. Do you know what was tied to the tax cut? The repeal of Obamacare. So we get a double blessing from one man's perseverance and persistence. Next year, and they're working out all the details, but the bill passed. You're going to have more money in your paycheck because of President Donald Trump and his persistence in not listening to the crowd, the voice of the people, but was doing what's right for God's people. And I think that's something to celebrate. It's so awesome to see a man be a man and not bow his knee to what other people are saying, not being swayed to the left or to the right because public opinion, a fake public opinion poll, says, well, you should do this or you should do that. It's in his heart. And I think this is so exciting. The other thing I want to point out is you're going to start seeing a whole bunch of negative ads saying that they're stealing the health care away from children. They're going to hurt the old people by doing this. All of that's lies. So don't believe it. Don't believe any of it. And just praise God in this season. He said that this was going to be one of the best Christmases that we ever had. And if you really look at everything that's going on, he's making that happen. And it's not so much in your material wealth, but it's the spiritual atmosphere that's being changed over us. And that's so exciting. That's a sign to me that God is going to do what he said he's going to do and bring revival to this land. It's exciting. It is very, very exciting. Pastor Barber's taught on this so many times about hate and what it will do. I was totally fine today till about 2 o'clock. I have three of my staff members at work that I don't understand what I've done to them, but they hate. And they've allowed that hate to permeate their entire being. Instantly started swelling. Instantly started not being able to breathe. And it's all due to other people's hate. One of them gave me a Christmas gift, and I heard in my spirit to not receive it. And as each thing was being opened, it got worse and worse and worse. So I'm not saying this to you to over-spiritualize this. And please listen to God, because sometimes people take things in the wrong direction. I wasn't expecting to hear what I heard. You know, I wasn't looking for that to take place. But definitely, I believe that when I get finished, God is going to totally do what I know he's done before for Pastor Barber, and I'll be okay. I've been binding and rebuking witchcraft ever since it's happened, and I'm just going to go on. And if it happens to you, you go on too. And don't let the devil stop you doing it with anything that he tries or tricks that he lays out. Tonight we're going to be talking about Jesus crushing evil spirits that hinder divine destinies. And this is a teaching that's by Jay Bartlett. He put it out on the internet, and we really felt that you all needed to be aware of this and what's going on. We're going to be discussing a truth that exorcist Jay Bartlett has found to be at work in this season against the body of Christ. Witchcraft is alive and well, but God is stronger. He's greater. And as we lean upon him and persist in him, we're going to be okay. It was interesting, the message that we got, I believe it was Sunday night, and one of the things that I heard God say was that there's no boldness in the church anymore because there's no righteousness. And we can't be bold because We have no righteousness to be able to go forth and do the works of God. That's changing. Because I believe God is bringing the fear of Him back into the house. And your business is going to start being exposed. Whether you like it or not, God is just going to expose. And it's been fair warning. Change. Repent and change. We need to be aware of this so we can properly fight what the enemy is doing against us. Some of this will be what Jay has learned, and we thought this would be helpful for you. Now, Bartlett says, I have noticed this year an unusual amount of demons boasting to me in our seminars about holding divine destinies in captivity. This family in British Columbia were being attacked by demons that are trying to stop their destiny. Jesus will prevail. And that's a picture of family that he was working on. The Holy Scripture speaks of divine destinies. God has a plan for our life, for a purpose, for a wonderful future, to impact nations, to utilize his wondrous gifts, signs, and wonders. He desires for you and I to experience his peace, joy, love, power, and many other spiritual blessings. He desires this. And this is something that you have to develop a mindset right now. I'm going to receive what God has for me. Because if you don't, the enemy will steal it from you each and every day. 1 John 4:9-10. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation. And that's a big word. It just means payment for our sins. The sins that you committed long ago before you were even on this earth, long ago in the spirit realm, Jesus got on the cross and said, I'm going to be the payment for those things. And I still love you. I still am going to be there for you. He desires to have intimacy with us. Jeremiah 29:12-14. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. God has his heart for us. He desires us to worship and to praise him. These songs, oh my God, every one of them, they're just so blessed, so anointed, and they're so special. And it's for this time and for this season. And you have to get into the anointing of each and every song. Each and every song has a different anointing. It has a different purpose. And it's meant to break down a different barrier inside of you. And it's meant to open you up to be able to receive whatever it is that God has for you on that night. Words can't express how deep praise and worship has gone. It is going to a whole nother realm, a whole nother place. And that's so exciting. John 4:21-24. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Thank you. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. There's times when you have to fight and press in during praise and worship. It happens to everybody. But it's important that you do it. It's important that you press through. And you don't give up and just say, this is a bunch of junk. This is not going to happen. Even if you don't sing the words, if you just open up your spirit man to receive what's in the song, change will take place inside of you. You don't have to know the words. You don't have to know the lyrics. You don't have to know how to clap. You just have to receive. He desires for us to taste the power, the powers of the age to come. Have you ever thought about that? I remember when I was a child and hearing about people being able to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover, being able to prophesy, being able to give a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom. These are the powers that are reserved for us if we live righteous, if we live holy, to be able to be used in this time period, in this season. And it's so exciting because God has opened up these doors and these windows for us to be able to give, not to receive, but to give. He desires for us to taste the powers of the age to come. 1 John 2:20, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Let that sink in for a little bit. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. If you will allow the Holy Spirit to teach you, if you allow the Holy Spirit to lead God and direct you, you will not miss God. But there are times when we get into presumption. We presume to know what God is doing. We think that we know where he's going. And sometimes it's just, you just need to stop. If you're not hearing anything, don't make it up. If you're not feeling anything, don't try to feel it. There's so much power in waiting. There's so much power that comes from the silence of the anointing. And we're so quick to want to have some noise. We're so quick to want to hear something. But sometimes God is just wanting to put his presence on you so that I can go in you and do the work. Don't be in a hurry anymore to listen or to hear something. Sometimes there's nothing to be said. Sometimes there's nothing for you to hear. It's just being in the presence of God. It's so important in this time period right now because that anointing is what's going to break the yokes and destroy the yokes that are in the captives that are coming. If you don't realize it, the people that are out there in the world that are coming into the church, they are messed up. They are messed up in so many different ways. And it's up to us to love them, to be there for them, to carry the mantle of peace and love and joy to them, to help set them free, and to be there with words of encouragement and life every step of the way. All of us are leaders in here, and because of different stages that God has been moving through the body of Christ, you have not had a quote-unquote person to mentor you. Stop whining and complaining about that. Seriously, because God did that so that you can lean and draw upon him. We put too much faith in people. And please don't take this the wrong way. Please don't stop coming to church. Please don't stop asking for prayer. But let's balance this thing out the way that it's supposed to be. Because there has to be a greater balance in the body of Christ so that we can go forth. It's time for us to be leaders, and it's time for us to have other people under our wing. Not so we can start a church, but so that we can grow them up in the ways of the Lord. Grow them up in purity, grow them up in righteousness, grow them up in holiness. They're hungry. They need you to be right. They need you to be on your A game with God. Excuse me. And they need that anointing that God placed inside of you. He put them under your sphere of influence for a reason. Do you realize that there's people that are in your path that no one will be able to reach but you? And you have to reach them, or you're going to be held accountable for not reaching them. No one else can do that. And you want to be one to say that you've done everything that you were supposed to do. You closed every door, you prayed, you fasted, you read the word, everything, so that the enemy cannot come against you with condemnation, guilt, and shame. And so they can't come back and say, well, you didn't tell me this, you didn't teach me this. Yeah, I did. And as a person who is being mentored, you have to have a mindset of being able to listen to instruction. You really do. There's sometimes you're just so going 1,000 miles a minute and you're missing crucial little nuggets that will help you from falling, that will keep you from getting in traps that you don't need to go in. Especially if you have a mentor that's over top of you who's been there, done that, and they're not prideful. They're sincerely trying to help you. Open up your ears. Open up your spirit man and listen to what they have to say. Stop trying to have an answer all the time. Many times I say, I don't know. That's the best thing you can say, I don't know. Because then you're not getting in pride. You're not having people drawn to you. It's the Holy Spirit. And 9 times out of 10, the Holy Spirit will speak, and it'll be dead on accurate, and it will meet the needs of the people. He wants us to be healed, restored, prosperous, and living in victory. He wants us to be healed, restored, prosperous, and living in victory. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. That simply means the same way that he treats your friend is the same way he's going to treat you. The same anointing that you're passed down, they're going to have that same anointing. You have the same opportunities. But it's up to you to glean that wisdom. It's up to you to take it into your heart and do what needs to be done as far as your part goes within the body of Christ. But in a reverse mindset, stop thinking that God hates you. He doesn't. He wants you to have the very best. And sometimes we get upset with God because his answer is no or not now. You need to rejoice in those seasons. There's many times that I've not listened to the no and the not now and got myself in a mess. And it takes years sometimes to get out of a mess, especially when you got prophetic word after prophetic word saying don't do this. It's crucial and it's critical. Listen. He wants us to be in healthy relationships, possess divine connections, and so much more. He wants us to be in healthy relationships, possess divine connections, and so much more. Sometimes the relationships that you're in are man-made, and you're either using somebody or somebody is using you. And God is going to put a stop to all of that this year. There's relationships that he separated. Stop trying to make them happen. Stop trying to put them back together. They weren't good for you. There's relationships that are good, and the enemy's fighting them. You have to do your part to fight and make sure that those relationships stay together. But it's going to take a greater level of discernment and listening in the spirit to find out, God, what are you really doing? How are you really wanting me to behave and act in this manner? It's important. Jeremiah 29:11, God tells us, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's a powerful prophetic promise. When you get down, when you get in a funk, take that promise and read it to yourself, put it in your spirit, and watch it break the funk that's over you. He's given us a future. This future is our divine destiny. 1 Thessalonians 5:9. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's important that you understand that. I wanted to bring this scripture out in regards to your destiny. Again, because people have such a wrong mindset that God is trying to destroy them. Because he doesn't give you what you want in the moment, in the season. He's not trying to do that. He's trying to help you. He's trying to strengthen you. He's trying to build your character. So allow him to say no. Receive that no with a smile and joy in your heart. God never intended for you to receive his wrath. Think about this with children. Parents just want to love and give their children over and over and over again. But they reach a point where, all right, enough's enough. It's time for discipline. It's time for correction. And God is the very same way. His wrath, don't be fooled if you play around in the cesspools of this world. You may wind up being on the receiving end of his wrath. This is one of those things where God says, I never meant for this to happen, but I allowed it to take place. When you go through those places of wrath, he doesn't intend for that to be your lifestyle. Galatians 6, 7 to 9. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. He who sows to the Spirit will reap everlasting life. That's what you should be sowing to. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So if you weren't destined for wrath, then you were destined for his good. You were destined for his love. Just like it says in Jeremiah 29:11, God's thoughts toward us are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. People have no drive, no direction at all anymore. They are content to live in this state of not doing anything, not having a destiny. The plans that God has for you are better than the plans of the enemy. And you have to connect spiritually with that plan. You have to connect spiritually with what his desire is for your life so that you can meet those places of transition, so that you can meet those places of elevation in order to be able to go to the next place and the next level that he wants you to. 1 Peter 2:9 and 10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. A holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We've been called out of dark places. Think about some of the things that you used to be into. Think about some of the things and how dirty you really were. But God brought you in. He delivered you. He performed exorcisms on you. And he brought you to a new place. He doesn't want you to stay. He doesn't want you to go backwards. He wants you to move forward. You may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who were once not a people. Have you ever thought about that? You had no connection to God whatsoever. No tie. But because of God and his love, he made a connection for you. How much more ought we to go out and serve him from the very depths of our soul? Because he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to connect us. He didn't have to reach out to us. But he did. But now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now we have obtained mercy. That's powerful, because if you think about the sins that you have committed, don't quantify how big they are in your mind. All sin will take you to hell. All sin will separate you from God. So stop comparing yourself to your brother and your sister. It's not going to fly. You were given an opportunity. This is your destiny, and anything that is contrary to this is not God's perfect will for your life. You are chosen to do a works for God. Ephesians 2:4-10. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Our destiny is to sit in heavenly places with the Father. Anything that this is hindering is not God's will for our lives. Anything that's hindering this is not God's will for our life. Psalms 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? That's something to think about. Who am I, really? Who are you, really? But God sets his love on us. He wants us. That ought to just set you on fire. He wants us. And the Son of Man that you visit him. How many have had a prophetic experience of some sort? Think about that. That's a visitation from God. It don't have to be big, small. You don't have to have multiple ones. Just one. And God has showed up and visited you. He loves you. For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You have dominion over all of that. Not just some of it, all of it. That's powerful. We are destined to rule and reign with Christ. Yet many within the body of Christ are having incredible difficulty getting on that pathway to victory, to obtain their divine destiny. Along the way, many are being sabotaged, brutally, spiritually assaulted, and bewitched, thus keeping one from living a satisfying life in Christ. Along the way, many are being sabotaged, brutally, spiritually assaulted, and bewitched, thus keeping one from living a satisfying life in Christ. I have discovered much of this is a result of demonic resistance and control. See the couple pictured with me? They are facing incredible resistance from the demonic. And all of us at one point in time could say, we have the same thing going on. And we have to fight it. Jay goes on to say they attended a recent seminar in British Columbia to learn more about spiritual warfare. During the seminar, many demons surfaced and revealed much. They see the husband's calling and destiny for spiritual greatness, and they have attacked him with everything they possess in an attempt to destroy him. However, Jesus continues to sustain. Think about all the battles that you have been through. And in reality, you should not be sitting here. But Jesus sustains you. That's real. You couldn't do it yourself. Jesus did it for you. Moreover, I have discovered in many cases, demonic spirits have led people to enter into agreements and marriages that were not ordained by him, thus hindering individuals from reaching their divine destinies. This is very, very important, so let's read that again. Moreover, I have discovered in many cases, demonic spirits have led people to enter into agreements and marriages that were not ordained by him, thus hindering individuals from reaching their divine destinies. Much could be said on this subject, but suffice to say, demons are hindering and holding destinies in captivity and leading many into evil agreements and connections. Demons are hindering and holding destinies in captivity and leading many into evil agreements and connections. For some reason, this seems to be a persistent attack against the body of Christ. Many are looking for a shortcut to the top. Many are looking for a shortcut to the top. There are none. Really, there aren't. In Christ, you have to work hard. You have to labor in the field that God has planted you in. You have to stop looking at people in ministry as stepping stones to get rich, famous, or accepted. It's not going to happen. And you will be brokenhearted time and time and time again because you're trying to have an evil agreement or a connection with something that God does not want you to have. If you are involved in ministry for any of these reasons, I suggest you sit down and go into work in the secular realm. Not everyone's destiny is to be in the limelight. What the body of Christ is failing to understand is that you don't have to be in the limelight in order for God to do a great works through you. You don't have to be. There are many who are hidden and do more work behind the scenes, and it's effective for the kingdom of God. We have to stop wanting to be seen and just start wanting to be in God's will. We have to stop wanting to be seen and start just wanting to be in God's will. The reality is that everyone under the sound of my voice is called to do something great for God. How that manifests is totally up to God. You don't have no control over it. No say. You're just supposed to be a yielded, obedient vessel. It's not your say how he uses you, but it is your responsibility to be available for whatever it is that he calls you to do. It's not your say how he uses you, but it is your responsibility to be available for whatever it is that he calls you to do. So many times people will say, I need to be connected with such and such as ministry, and then I will be recognized. For what? What are they going to do for you? Use you, abuse you, and then when they're done, they're kicking you to the curb. They're not helping you grow. They're not helping you get deep in God. You're just a tool to get them what they want. And unfortunately, there are many who do that to members of the body of Christ. This is just a cold, hard reality. So get out of this mindset that you got to be connected with somebody and get connected with Jesus. So many times people will say that I have to find a way to get to leadership so that they can see that I have a talent or gift or special anointing. When you do this, you're opening yourself up to be demonically attacked because the demons see your heart, they know your character, and they can infest you and keep you sidetracked and forever on a treadmill going to nowhere. When you do this, you're opening yourself up to be demonically attacked because the demons see your heart, they know your character, and they can infest you and keep you sidetracked and forever on a treadmill going to nowhere. It breaks the heart of God to see people sitting in the house of God because they are waiting to move for God because they feel like they need a connection before God can use them. It breaks the heart of God to see people sitting in the house of God because they are waiting to move for God because they feel like they need a connection before God can use them. You do need a connection, but that connection is not to man. It's to God. You have to learn to be busy with the tasks that God has assigned you to do. And not only be busy with those tasks, but be diligent with those tasks. Diligence is a special character anointing where you actually follow through with what you say you're going to do. And this is severely lacking in the body of Christ. Diligence is a special character anointing where you actually follow through with what you say you're going to do. Many people are quick to say, yes, I can do something, because they see it as a stepping stone to get somewhere. Your elevation is not going to come from performing many tasks. Your elevation is not going to come from performing many tasks. Psalm 75, 6-7. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. So if God is the one that exalts, why do you feel a need to be connected to every ministry that comes around the corner? If God is the one that exalts, why do you feel a need to be connected to every ministry that comes around the corner? One of the saddest things to see in the body of Christ is people who use a relationship with a leader as a form of self-promotion. I talked to this leader today. I spoke with him on the phone every day. I had lunch with so-and-so today, and that doesn't get you an anointing. It doesn't. You can connect with leaders all day long, but if you don't pay the price and develop your relationship with God, if you aren't diligent in working in the field that God has placed you in, you will never fulfill your destiny in Christ. And you will attract demons who will keep you locked into a mindset that will cause you to miss out on what God really has for you. If you aren't diligent in working in the field that God has placed you in, you will never fulfill your destiny in Christ, and you will attract demons who will keep you locked into a mindset that will cause you to miss out on what God really has for you. There is no better place to be than in the will of God. It really doesn't matter who you're connected to. If you're not in the will of God, that connection means nothing. You are looking for greener grass, and it's not greener. The way up, there is no way up except down. You have to be a good follower before you can be a good leader. If you are not a good follower, that affects your anointing. It actually destroys your anointing. What I have learned is that demons respect authority. If you are disrespectful to the authority that God has set up in your life, the demons will not obey you. If you are disrespectful to the authority that God has set up in your life, the demons will not obey you. They don't have to, because you have an open door of rebellion against the authority that is in your life. Could this be the reason why the body of Christ struggles with getting people set free? You are standing in open defiance against authority. We need to be men and women of authority. Matthew 8, 5-13. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented." And Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness, because they don't understand this principle of authority. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, because they don't understand this principle of authority." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." And his servant was healed that same hour. God has shown me this concept, and he's trained me, and it's very, very effective. Pastor Barbara has said this so many times to all of us: if God isn't saying it or doing it, you should be silent. You should be silent. God is just trying to teach you something here tonight. Jay Bartlett goes on to say, "In hundreds of ministry sessions this year, I encountered demonic spirits that boasted to me how they had hindered and held their victims' destinies and dreams, gifts and opportunities in spiritual enslavement." In hundreds of ministry sessions this year, I encountered demonic spirits that boasted to me how they had hindered and held their victims' destinies and dreams, gifts and opportunities in spiritual enslavement. This is so sad that they do this. In our working with people, we have to be mindful of spiritual warfare and how persistent the enemy is. Daniel 10 is a proof text for this. Daniel 10:10-14. In closing, "Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, 'O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright. for I have now been sent to you. While he was saying this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. For I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come. Proof: the enemy is actively fighting against the children of God. He doesn't want you to get your destiny. He doesn't want you to inherit the promises that God has for you. But God has not ordained us to wrath. He's ordained us to love. He's ordained us to be in his perfect will. This is becoming more and more common in our ministry to those whom are demonized. We are seeing this all the time. This is Jay Bartlett. Recently in British Columbia, during our extensive mission, we encountered dozens of disciples that had evil spirits holding their spiritual gifts and destinies. They boasted how they had been hindering their victims from life, from living life victoriously. One young man we ministered to in the city of Vancouver was being held in spiritual chains. Furthermore, many of the demons revealed they had been hindering him from his calling and the destiny God had called him to. The spiritual chains greatly opposed his walk with God in many ways. The demons were commanded to release the spiritual chains. Little heart parts were rescued and healed, and this disciple was able to enter into the third heaven and see the risen Savior. It was beautiful to behold. Jesus crushed the demons and freed this disciple. He's on the pathway to victory in Jesus. Many thousands of souls are entering into the heavenly realms. What an honor to serve King Jesus at this hour. And last scripture. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Jesus is crushing evil spirits that hinder divine destinies. Tonight, Jesus wants to crush the evil spirit that's hindering your divine destiny. And as we open up the altar, God is wanting you to yield so that he can break that demon that's keeping you at bay and that's keeping you from being in his perfect will. The altar's open for that.